高兴哈、啊，天气那么热，大家还是准时参加。
I'm really happy today that it's a hot and humid day and everybody attended on time.
And 现在跟大家介绍，那个是心愿菩萨哈、啊，今天是第一次做翻译。
This is my first time translating today, so I hope you tolerate it.
那他的声音很好听的。
很
清脆，我们不管他翻译的好不好，至少听他的声音就很开心。Please translate.
I think Guo Shunfan said I have a nice voice and hope you tolerate my translation.
I have a very crispy voice, so even we don't mind.The translation is good or bad. At least hear her voice is kind of pleasant.
Okay, thank you.
我们今天呢，我从今年的六月开始啊，就在跟大家介绍学观音做观音。
Since June this year, I've been introducing to you guys how to following Guanyin Bodhisattva's practice and practice in everyday.
那上次6月15号跟大家介绍，其实后面还有一部分没有介绍。
So for the June 15th lecture, I started the introduction, but I haven't finished it.
我想给它留在最后一次。
I will leave this to the end of the series.
那这次我大概连续要讲三次。
For this series, I will continue for 3 weeks.
在八月讲三次，九月讲两次。
Three times in August and 2 times in September.
所以在九月的最后一次，我在做一个总结的时候，再一起把上次漏掉的那一部分。不是漏掉了，就是没有时间讲的那部分，再跟大家分享。
So I will share what I left on June 15th in the last lecture of this series in September.
大家知道法鼓山是什么道场？观音道场。
So the 法师 asks what.
法鼓山。
What practice is DDM following? And we answered it's Guanyin Bodhisattva.
Do you know, Josh?
The Sanskrit is Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, but in Mandarin we call it Guanyin Bodhisattva. The what practice method? Which Bodhisattva's practice method we follow in?
No, I mean the method.
The specific method.
Do you know Sifu's practice? Many? Yeah, Mahayana is correct. But what is the specific?
Specific
Bodhisattva.
Specific method.
Okay. 我这边跟大家介绍一下很快的哈。法鼓山是观音道场啊。上次已经提到了哈，那也是禅修的道场。
So, I want to do a quick summary. Dhammadrum Mountain is following the practice of Guanyin Bodhisattva, and it's also a chan meditation practice following place.
那师父呢，从小接受观音菩萨的一些很好的感应。
So our Shifu Master Shen Yan, since he's little, he is able to
get the benefit of,
Guanyin Bodhisattva.
那从师父的著作里面可以看到，从小一直到师父在日本读书有困难的时候，他求的是哪一位菩萨或者佛。就可以知道师父修行的法门是靠观音菩萨。
So through 师父's books, through his life, when he's studying in Japan, you could see which bodhisattva he asks for help when he's in a difficult situation, when he's suffering. You could see that he's following the Guanyin bodhisattva.
那大家也都知道，当你一门深入的时候，其实你就会广。
So you guys know, if you focus on one practicing method, you can begin to expand from there.
因为你要挖的深，你一定旁边就要挖的广。
Because if you want to research and dig deep, you have to know the context and research more into this.
那也是不止 research, 还要 practice 什么。
And practice, sorry, not only research, but practice more into this method.
所以为什么我们常常说只要一门深入，其实它就是同样，你一门深入的时候，你同样相关的有关的学习你就会要学到。
So once you dig deep and research and practice into one practicing method, you need to learn about the related methods and knowledges.
那所以呢，师父虽然是观音法门入手哈，所以到后来像化头啊、默照，师父也是深入的。
So, Shifu started with Guanyin Bodhisattva practicing method, but in the end, he become really good at Hua Tou method, silent illumination method. He get benefits. Sorry, we usually don't say someone becomes really good at a certain method. We say he benefit a lot from Hua Tou method and silent illumination method.
六月的时候我有跟大家提到哈，修持观世音菩萨的法门啊，是真正要做到哪一些，它真正的它的意义在哪里，我今天跟大家再重复讲一遍啊。
So in June, I introduce to you guys what's the true meaning of practicing Guanyin method. Today, I would like to repeat it.
所以他，我们今天要先跟大家再一次解释，他真实的义理跟他的道理在哪里啊？还有他的内涵，他观修的要点，就是他修行的方法在哪里？今天跟大家再重复一遍。
So today we will discuss the true meaning of Guanyin method. We would talk about the content and the essence of this practice.
那它有两种意义在哈。
There are two folds of meanings.
那一个呢，就是跟圆通法门。
One is the ear organ practice method.
那耳根圆通法门主要的是根据《楞严经》里面第二十品里头，第二十五品里头。
So the ear organ method is based on Shirogama Sutra chapter 25.
那另外一个呢是《法华经》的二十五品里头的普门品，就是我今天想要跟大家介绍的。
And the second meaning is from the Lotus Sutra, chapter 5, universal door chapter, or sometimes we're translating it as a universal gateway chapter.
那观世音菩萨呢，他跟中国就是很有缘啊。
So, 观音菩提萨婆 have deep connection with China and Chinese culture.
那我想问，有几个人觉得他是在修观音法门的，请举手。
How many people are practicing the 观音 method? Please raise your hand.
Okay, 好。那我想请这位菩萨，你修的是哪一门的观音法门？持什么咒？啊，好，请坐。六字大明咒也是观音法门的其中，我等一下会介绍。那那个呢？那个 Doris 呢？普门品就是今天准备跟大家介绍的。我刚刚看到还有一位菩萨，文殊菩萨都。也是普门品大悲咒、yeah. 这也大悲咒也是观音法门的之一还有 How about just Did you practice the 观音、
So 法师 asked who thinks they're practicing 观音method and a couple of us raised our hands one person mentioned they chant the mantra, the six-character Avalokiteshvara mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. And the second person mentioned they use the universal gateway chapter method. And the third person mentioned they use the Great Compassion mantra.
对，这几种都是观音法门的，它有其实有七种到八种里面的，刚刚大家已经提了三种了。
So there are a total of 7 to 8 practice methods in this umbrella of 观音 practicing methods.
那现在要跟大家慢慢介绍一下哈，观音法门有两，刚刚讲的有两种意义呢。一个呢就是古佛啊，观音菩萨，他最早最早以前他修持的就是在《楞严经》里面讲的耳根圆通法门。
So the first one is, so first in the introduction we said the two meanings. The first meaning is the ear organ method, which is from the ancient 观音菩提萨婆。
就是观音古佛哈，在很久很久以前，他用劫，就是几百万年以前啊，他就修了。这个耳根圆通，它而成正道了。
So eons, billions of eons before, ancient 观音菩提萨婆 used this ear organ practicing method to become enlightened.
那他也入佛的智慧，就是正道，就是主要是入到大圣的。那个佛智不是只有观音智慧，他慈悲智慧都已经圆满了。
So he gained the wisdom of Buddha and the compassionate wisdom of Buddha.
所以由观音古佛教出来的弟子呢，也就是修行这样的法门。
And so the followers, of 观音 ancient Buddha used the same ear organ method to practice.
那《楞严经》里头提到的观音菩萨，他是用耳根去闻的，这个闻就是耳朵听到的那个闻去修的。到底闻到什么声音呢？
So in the Shirogama Sutra, it mentioned the ear organ method, and it mentioned you use the ear to observe, to listen.
那其实他听到的声音不是听到外面的声音，也不是听到像我现在讲话的这种声音的声音啊，他其实是讲到收摄你的心意的这个反闻声音的自信。
So, what are you listening to. It's not the sound in the environment. It's not the sound of us talking. It's when you focus and correct your mind and you reflect on the sound and you reflect on the own nature, the self nature of the sound.
他听到不止声音，其实是世界上所有的万法的自信，这个就是佛教我们常常讲的那个自信，这个自信就是我们讲的空性。
So he hears not only sound but the self nature, the own nature of every method, which is the method, the emptiness.
那这个空性也就是我们一般都讲的，我们所有世界的一切的万法万缘皆是因缘生因缘灭，这个就是空性啊。
So the emptiness, what is emptiness? Emptiness is every method, every phenomenon in our world arises because of causes and conditions and decay because of causes and conditions.
那个自信本空，刚刚是讲声音的自信啊，还有一切万法的自信，那个自信就是本来就是一直在变化的。
And so we talked about the own nature of the sound, but the own nature of every phenomenon, every method is it's keep changing, it's not constant.
他说没有一个真正的是永恒，就是他是不变的、不灭的、不断的、不坏的自信。
So there is nothing that is constant, never changing, never decaying, there's no such nature.
所以他反闻的就是回过头来他去看的是什么东西呢？他去看的就是闻空性，闻见空性，了悟空性，实证空性，是这三个空性，是一个是要是去闻它啊，一个呢就是你自己能够了解怎么一回事，第三个呢就是你真正的体验到空性。
So there are three aspects of knowing the emptiness. First is you observe that the emptiness. Second is you understand that emptiness. Third is you actually practice and prove and experience that emptiness.
那这样的话才跟很多的佛的智慧圆满相应。
And that way you get the benefit of the wisdom of Buddha.
那这个就是我们常常说我们证入实性，那个实性啊，是两个是相结合的。
This is what we call you get the true nature.
所以这个是根据师父有一本学观音做观音，这里面第34页35页里头特别讲，只要大家听的有听没有到的话，请到这边去看，师父是很简短的来介绍耳根的法门。
So if you want to learn more about the ear organ method, there's this Chinese following the Guanyin Bodhisattva path booklet over there. It's on page 34 and 35.
但很可惜只有中文。
Sorry, there's no English version of this booklet.
另外想要更仔细的了解什么是师父解释的耳根的法门呢？我们有观音妙智。
And if you want to learn deeper about the ear organ method, we have this book called 观音妙智。
观音菩萨的 wonderful
the wonderful wisdom of 观音菩提萨吧。
那也很可惜只有中文。
Sorry, there's only English, Chinese version.
那个是师父完全根据楞严经的有关那个是观世音菩萨依这个法门修行的次第，师父在美国讲的，让他们给他翻成中文。
So that book is a collection of Master Shen Yan introduced this ear organ method from Sharagama Sutra record and talk about sequentially how you practice it.
所以大家有兴趣想要知道师父到底是怎么来解释耳根圆通法门的话，可以看那本书啊。
You can read that book if you're interested to knowing how Shifu practice using that method.
啊，第二重的意思就是，《法华经》里面讲观音法门的观音菩萨呢，就是用耳朵听闻声音，听到三千大千世界啊，一切有情众生的种种声音。
So the first meaning we just introduced, it's the ear organ method. The second meaning is introduced in the Lotus Sutra, where you observe the sound, you hear the sounds of this universal world, the sound, the different sound of suffering and happiness.
那他听到到底什么声音呢？苦的声音，乐的声音，悲的声音，喜的声音，种种的声音。
So what sound does he hear exactly? He hears the sound of suffering and happiness and sadness and joy.
那至于听到谁的声音呢？是这一切世界上啊，不止啊，三千大千世界。我们这个娑婆世界只不过是大千世界里面的一个小世界哈，的种种众生的声音。
So.Whose sound does the Bodhisattva hear? So it's the grand universe. It's not only our current world. It's, in Chinese, it's 3,000 and thousands of words. And Guanyin hears from all these words, all the sounds of sentient beings.
那最神奇的时候，只要有人求的时候呢？其实你没有求他也听得到，可是他会帮助你，是一定要你求他的时候呢。这个就等一下，我上次已经问过，为什么观世音菩萨那么大能，还要人家求他，他才要去救？他不是慈悲心还差了一点吗？
So, it's kind of magical that, in any of this world, you just ask for.Guanyin Bodhisattva's help, and she would come and help you. Sorry, I would start using she because in Chinese culture she's the she, but she can take on many forms to help people. So, and Fa Shi was mentioning that some people also asked, if you didn't ask and you were in a difficult situation, would she also come and help you? And the Fa Shi said, not really, you need to ask. So Fa Shi's somebody asked a question last time that Guanyin Bodhisattva has all this effort and power, like why doesn't she just help people without them asking?
Josh, do you remember the answer?因为一般来讲啊，东西好东西我告诉你好，你没有想要，你是不见得会接受的，所以一定有要你要的那个意愿在，他帮助你，那才是你要接受的，要不然的话，我越要把东西给你，可能你跑得更远。
So the reasoning behind this is.Guanyin want to make sure it's something you really want for yourself, because even if something is objectively considered good for you, if you don't want it, you won't accept it.
所以这就是为什么他知道，可是要你求，他才会过去的原因。
So this is the reasoning why that the Avalokita.Sorry, the Guanyin Bodhisattva knows that you have suffering but needs you to ask for her help, then she will come help.
他为什么特别神奇的地方？因为他在同一个时间，同一个刹那之间，假如说有很多人跟他求， 他都听得到，这是他很神奇的地方。我们一般的人大概要排队一个个来，哦，不能够同时。
So the magical thing about Guanyin Bodhisattva's power is she is able to hear different people'suffering and help at the same time, the same millisecond. And for our ordinary sentient beings, we kind of queue up whatever sound that comes to us and we deal with them sequentially. But Guanyin Bodhisattva is able to hear the sound at the same time.
那就是有的人在苦难中他求，他可能没有叫观世音菩萨，他只有叫菩萨，他也听得到。
So even if somebody is suffering and they are in that urgent situation, they can't say the full name Guanyin Bodhisattva, they just say Bodhisattva, then Guanyin will hear that sound.
所以观世音菩萨是怎么样做到这一点呢？是因为他用他的心去闻，所以他随时随地同时很多人求的时候他都可以听得到。
So how does Guanyin Bodhisattva does this? She listens using her mind, so that she is able to listen to your asking for help anytime.
那她怎么有办法做到每一个众生求的时候，她到她的前面去呢？她可以想到用什么方法吗？
So how is the Guanyin Bodhisattva able to go and help everyone when they need her? Can you think of any methods?
那大家知道孙悟空怎么变？拔一根毛，突变很多化身，对不对？这个观世音菩萨也是用他的化身到每一个他求的菩萨前面去帮忙。
So, Fa Shi referred to an ancient Chinese story, The Monkey King. The Monkey King basically takes one of his hair and becomes million.
他头发, 他头发.
Becomes million of little monkeys. He basically take his hair and become millions of himself.
The hair.
And he was able to help other people. So Guanyin actually used the same method.
那本小说叫什么名字？《西游记》。
And the story is called The Traveling to the West.
那那个里头的故事其实就是讲《心经》里面的那个五个贪嗔痴慢疑，其实是五个，它是比喻这个，所以可以跟。我们的佛法连接的。
So, Fa Shi also mentioned in that story, it has a lot of Buddhism related knowledge and message. One of them is it's corresponding to the greedy and angriness and ignorance and pride and unfaithfulness.
今天要跟大家介绍，其实不是今天，下礼拜要跟大家介绍的是《法华经》里面有一品叫普门品。
So starting next lecture, we will be introducing the chapter in Lotus Sutra called Universal Door Chapter.
那普门的意思呢，就是普遍大开慈悲的大门，在同一个时间、同一个空间。帮助所有你想要他求的那些苦难众生。
So the universal gateway or the universal door method means opening the door of compassionateness universally to everybody.
那所以呢，普门品也是观音。法门的其中一个最大的特质，它是闻声救苦的法门。
And Universal Gate Chapter is also one specific important trait in Guanyin method that you hear the sound and help the people.
那楞严经的跟圆通法门是自我修行的一种法门，是为了你自己的。成长啊，是往内看的。
So for Sarvagama Sutra, the ear organ method we just mentioned, it's something for your self-practice. You look inwardly and it benefits yourself.
那普门品的闻声救苦的呢，它是向外的，是帮助别人的，是也就为什么说汉传的佛法啊的之一的，就是因为它的是利他的，是帮助众生的一种法门。
And the Universal Gate Chapter, it's a method about hearing the sound and helping people out. It's an important trait in the Chinese Mahayana Buddhism. It's about benefiting other people.
那这个是主要的法华经里，不是，观音法门里头两个很重要的，一个是自己的修习，一个是帮助人家的。所以观音法门是一个自利利他的法门。
So these two methods basically covers the practice that benefit yourself and benefit other sentient beings. So it's something that both turn inwardly and outwardly and benefit both yourself and others.
那我们现在要跟大家再介绍一下，那自己至于是有哪七种跟八种呢？刚刚大家也提过了。跟圆通跟普门品还有刚刚菩萨讲的六字大明咒还有就是大悲咒现在已经几种一二三四已经四种了
So there are about seven or eight Guan Yin method and we just introduced the ear organ method, which is one, and then we have the universal door method, which is two, and some other Bodhisattva mentioned the six character, the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, and then we have the great compassion mantra. So it comes to four methods so far.
第五就是心经的照见五蕴皆空的法门。
So the fifth is the in the Heart Sutra, you observe the five empty, the emptiness of five skandhas.
那另外呢，就是白衣大士神咒。
And the sixth is a mantra that's loosely translated to white cloak, Guan Yin Bodhisattva, great mantra.
那第七个就是延命十句观音经。
And the seventh is translated as a ten sentence longevity sutra.
那有关持名念佛的法门，大悲咒、大明咒、大神咒、观音经，还有加上我们今天的普门品，这五个都是。我是不是讲多了？对，五个都是持名法门。
So for the methods in the name chanting method, we have the Great Compassion Mantra and the Six Character Mantra and the White Cloak Bodhisattva Mantra and the Ten Sentence Longevity Sutra. And these are called the name chanting method.
那刚刚讲的。耳根圆通法门跟照见五蕴皆空不，照见五蕴皆空法门呢，这个是发定发慧的法门。
And the method we mentioned for the ear organ method and the five observe the emptiness in five skandha method in Heart Sutra is something that you practice the meditation.
那心经的照见五蕴皆空法门，我们东出禅寺，九月份开始有礼拜三晚上的佛学班，讲中文的了。那我的那个单元，我又是学观音做观音，那我要跟大家介绍的就是照见五蕴皆空的法门，就是跟大家介绍心经怎么用在照见五蕴皆空的观音法门。
The five skandha is about gaining samadhi and the meditation method. So starting every Wednesday, we will have the Chinese practice lecture and in my unit and section, I will talk about the five skanda method in Heart Sutra.
好，我现在要开始跟大家介绍观音法门里头的普门品，它是持名法门，就是刚刚跟大家介绍方法都一样啊。
So now I want to mention that the Universal Door Chapter in the Lotus Sutra is one of the name chanting method I mentioned.
我这边已经跟大家讲的是《法华经》里面第25品啊。
And it's 25th chapter of a Lotus Sutra.
那先跟大家介绍一下怎么用持名法名法门怎么用，先跟大家把修行的方法怎么用跟大家介绍一下。
And I will go into the detail of how to practice this name chanting method.
那因为是观音法门嘛，只要持名法门，其实方法都一样，只不过你那个圣号是用的是谁。那我们这边是观音法门，所以用观世音菩萨当他的圣号。
And so basically the name chanting method is similar, but the name of your chanting differs for different bodhisattva. In this case, it's Guanyin bodhisattva for Guanyin method.
那我们持名的法门有两种啊，一种就是专心的念，就是一心的念，另外一个就是散心的念。
So one, there are two methods of holding this name chanting method. First is you focus your mind on the name chanting, and the second one is you kind of chant the name when your mind is scattered. You just chant it loosely.
那一心的念呢，其实呢，就是你的心呢，就是只念佛号。别的你都不做了，就是专心的在念佛号。
So the first method where you focusing on the Buddha name, you just don't do anything else. You just exceptionally focus your mind on chanting Buddha's name.
那心心念念就是你的心就跟着佛号是连在一起的。
And every mind of yours, your mind is connected to the Buddha's name.
那相续不断，就是一直连续，一直连续，不会断的。
And every mind it continues like this.
那你是任何时候就跟佛号是在一起。
And so you're connected with the Buddha's name every time.
就是常诵常念，那相续不断。
And you keep doing that very often. It'll continue and continue on.
过去三个礼拜我跟着国凯法师往西岸跑，那他也是在教大家那个法务方面，就是梵拜与修行。他一直强调的就是因为大部分人大悲咒都会念嘛，所以我们大概都以大悲咒为我们的一心念的那个名，就是那个可以能所哈，可以所依的所缘境，就是依那个。
So the last 3 weeks I was in West Coast with 国开法师 and he was teaching about the chanting practice, and he mentioned that a great compassion mantra is something that everybody is familiar with, and it's great to practice
那我因为一路跟嘛，所以我也跟着就大悲咒一直念。刚刚开始的时候，你平常的时候大悲咒会断掉，一下就会断掉，会断掉，就是会被别的事情牵过去。念了两个礼拜以后呢，就很自动的，像音乐的背景音乐一样，就会跑出来。
So I was following them and I started using this method. So I was practice chanting the Great Compassion Mantra. In the first, I would stop and get distracted in the middle. Like once I start, I get distracted. But 2 weeks later, it just, it will come up to my mind like some sort of background music.
那我平常自己是念观音的圣号。
And for me, in my free time, I just chant Guan Yin Bodhisattva's name.
所以礼拜一晚上的念佛对我来讲，我常常会念到观音菩萨的圣号，而不是阿弥陀佛的圣号。
So,
因为太习惯了某一个圣号，常常会就忘掉，就还是念你比较熟悉的。
So for our Monday, Amitabha Bodhisattva's name chanting, I still chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name because I was so used to it.
那因为念大悲咒，我以前为什么平常不念大悲咒？我觉得太长，容易断掉。后来现在发觉大悲咒有个好处，一断你就知道你被外境带走。那阿弥那个观音菩萨的话，四个字，你被带走，大家都不大会注意。
So, I used to not practice the Great Compassion Mantra method because it's too long and it's easy to get cut off in the middle. But that's actually the benefit of it, because once it gets cut off, you know you get distracted by the environment. Whereas Guan Yin Bodhisattva's name in Chinese, it's four characters, it's Guan Yin Pu Sa, so it's really easy to get distracted and not even noticing when you get distracted.
那我自己都不知道大悲咒对我的影响哈，就那天要从西雅图飞过来的时候，好像他们那个机长就宣布说，他没有讲说是要维修，他只有讲说他的行李箱那边好像有个被人家 scratch 被人家刮了，他们要看看那个被刮的那个严不严重。因为瓜可能一飞到上面就会破嘛，哈。那我在想，它可能是机械上有问题，它是这样跟我们讲，我不知道是真的假的。
So, 法师 want to share a personal story about Great Compassion Mantra. When 法师 was in Seattle, the crew on the airplane mentioned that they want to fix a scratch on the luggage area because there was a scratch and there might be some mechanical issue. It's very fragile when it's in the air.
我那时候跳出来的就是大悲咒。
And at that time, what comes to my mind is a Great Compassion Mantra.
而且我有点惭愧，因为有所求嘛，哈。
And I felt a bit guilty because I'm asking for something.
而且我在相信我的真正深深的是害怕死哈。
And I realized at that moment I was actually afraid of death.
因为就是万一炸的时候，我想我财会的东西怎么办？
And yeah, 法师 is very responsible. She's thinking, 法师 is in charge of accounting in CMC. So she's thinking, oh, what if there's an accident? And if there's an accident, what happens to all my accounting work?
那我这次回来呢，赶快把会计的东西让第二个人知道，万一有什么事，还可以继续走下去。
So this time when I come back, I make sure I have a backup contact for all my accounting work. So if anything happens, there's a backup contact.
那师父以前的一个榜样哈，他离开这边的时候，他这边所有的东西都很清楚，都交代清楚。万一出了什么事情，大家都不用担心，他不在，我们怎么办？
So, Shifu Master Shen Yan actually set a great example for this. Before he left the temple, he would make sure he explained everything and everything is accounted for. So, if anything happens, everything is accounted for. And there are some people responsible for that certain item.
所以不知道是我大悲咒有效呢，反正我现在就在出现在你们前面了啊。
So, but personally, I feel it's the impacts, the effects of the Great Compassion Mantra that I arrive here peacefully and safely in front of you guys.
Okay. 另外一种就是散心念。
The other one is you chant with scattered mind.
就是一边念呢，你一边还会想别的事情。 或者你一边手上做一些东西呢，你还是一边念佛号。
So this method, it basically means when you're chanting, you're thinking about something else, or you're doing something else, while chanting the name.
散心念还是有用哈，就像你牛奶里面掺的水，就是比较淡一点嘛哈。
So the chanting with scattered mind, it still have its effect. It's like, so the chanting with focused mind is like milk, but the chanting with scattered mind is like milk with water, but it still have its effect.
It's a dilute.
It's diluted milk, mm-hmm. Yeah.
那总是比不念的好吗?
So it's better than nothing.
Yeah.这个 better than nothing 在我们修学佛法很重要，很多人都讲说我要有多少时间我才要做，其实你有时间就做，就是要想到 better than nothing 比不做好。
So better than nothing is a very important method in Buddhism practicing, because a lot of times we just say, oh, when I have time I will practice, but what you can do is you can practice right away by just doing it with scattered mind.
好，那我们现在要进入正题哈，《法华经》第二十五品是普门品哈。
So now we go to the actual topic, and which is the 25th chapter, the Universal Door chapter.
那《法华经》大家都是知道经中之王。
So Lotus Sutra, in Chinese, 法华经, everybody knows it's the king of sutras.
那你们知道还有哪一个也是经中之王？楞严经，还有吗？法华经。他们都是说他们是经中之王，所以呢，师父就想，亦是经中之王，就是师父同意这三经都是经中之王。
是法华楞严。
法华楞严华严。
啊、oh, ，OK。So, 师父mentioned that there are three kings of sutras, which is the Lotus Sutra we just mentioned, and the Sharagama Sutra we also mentioned, and the Flower Adornment Sutra.
那华严经啊，读过的人请举手。
Please raise your hand if you've read the Flower Adornment Sutra.
不是，是 Lotus Sutra.
Lotus Sutra.
有。应该蛮多人，不是礼拜五都来共修吗？
读过。
哦，我刚刚讲华严经，我讲错了，对不起。啊，华经。
So if you have read Lotus Sutra, please raise your hand.
应该蛮多人。西方众呢？讲英文的菩萨呢？你要不要问他们一下？
Have any of you have read Lotus Sutra?
No, yeah, it's only Bill, huh?OK, 好。那法华经它主要有一个中文的时候，你不入法华，不知佛恩浩瀚，就是佛法的有的量，它的包含度有多深。所以法华经是每个人都应该要去念的。嗯。
So, there is a saying for Lotus Sutra that if you don't,read Lotus Sutra, you don't know how expansive, how universal it is.
佛法的浩瀚就是有多深、有多大、有多广。
Yeah, so how deep and expansive the Buddhism wisdom is.
那大家知道，《法华经》总共有二十八品。
And the Lotus Sutra have a total of 28 chapters.
那普门品是第二十五品。
And Universal Door chapter is the 25th.
那普门品在中国很盛行的原因，是因为在这个你可能有没有这个，就是在五胡乱华的时代哈，就是西元304到43年的时候。这一百三十六年之间。
So, So the context of this chapter being so popular in Chinese culture, it can be traced back in the 304 AD to 439 AD, which is a total of 136 years. There are five foreign countries that are invading the central part of China, the central part area.
那时候五胡乱华，其中有一国叫北凉国的国王哈。叫屈据蒙顺，他生了一个大病的时候呢。
So the story says that, like in one of the foreign forces, the foreign ethnic group that invaded China, one of the kingdom is called the Northern Liang Kingdom, and the king called Qu Ju Mengxun, he was sick.
那他那个医生对他的病都没有办法。那时候有一个印度的翻译，其实蛮有名的一位法师叫谭无灿啊，他就跟他讲说，你要念普门品。
So when he was deeply in his sickness, he asked everywhere for possible doctors, but any medicine, any doctor can't help him. And then there was this one sutra translator from India called Tang Wujie, and then the Tang Wujie suggested the king to chant universal door chapter genuinely, and that could get rid of his disease.
他是念剑还是灿呢？
唐无剑，
所以他的怪病念好的时候，因为他是国王嘛，所以他就推动普门品。
And after he following the advice, he was able to healed without the medicine. And after that, he kind of promoted this chapter, making sure everybody in his kingdom is reading that chapter. And that's why that chapter becomes super popular in Chinese culture.
那我们刚刚也提了，法华经是经中之王，那普门品呢？就跟我们中国算是最有缘的一品。
So I just mentioned the Lotus Sutra is the king of all sutras, and then the Universal Door chapter is one of the chapters that has the deepest roots and connection with Chinese culture.
刚刚也跟大家提了观音菩萨的法门啊，就是观音法门是自利利人啊。我们用师父的例子来讲哈，现在要到这里。
So, we just 有吗？
你没带，一起看。
So we just mentioned Guanyin method is a method that both benefits yourself and benefit others. Want to share some stories?
师父呢，他从童年的时候出家，到一直剃度成长，一直在为我们的师父的时候呢，他把观音法门呢当作是照亮他自己生命及修行的一个法门。
So, 师父 our master 圣严he basically, from when he was little to when he becomes a monastic and become a Chan master, he always regards Guanyin Bodhisattva method as a guidance that guides his own life and his practice growth.
从很早以前，我们刚刚讲1700年以前，一直到现在啊。佛教我们刚刚有六字不是六字大明字十字观音其实那个是民间信仰的在转换成我们的持名法门来讲哈，一直到民间的信仰普门品中的观世音菩萨大家都知道他是倾听所有人世的声音慈悲普济这个的观念 都在大家，尤其中国人的心目中哈。
So from ancient times to now, we mentioned just an example, 1700 years ago, from more strict Buddhism to more secular beliefs, Universal Door chapter and Bodhisattva's image of hearing people's sufferings and being compassionate and helping people is deeply rooted in people's heart and in especially in Chinese culture.
尤其呢，把观音菩萨当作慈母。刚刚心愿菩萨不是都用序嘛？哈，其实菩萨呢，成道了以后没有男众跟女众，是中性。可是我们中文里头没有中性的名词。
So as I keep calling, mentioning Guanyin Bodhisattva as a she, because in Chinese culture she has this image of kind mother. So once you attained Buddhahood, there's no gender, but usually we refer to Guanyin Bodhisattva as a she, because we don't have a neutral gender term in Chinese to refer to people.
在唐朝以前啊，观音菩萨是男性，像看我们这尊观音菩萨就有胡子。
So before Tang Dynasty, which is around 7th century, Guanyin Bodhisattva is in some context usually referred to as a male. As we can see in this image, Guanyin Bodhisattva actually have a beard.
那到近期的中国的观世音菩萨大概都是女性，他们有时候比喻天主教的玛利亚也是观音菩萨的化身。
So, in the more modern and times, in Chinese culture, 观音 Bodhisattva is referred to as a female character. There's also a mentioning that in Catholics, the Mother Maria is also one of the Guanyin Bodhisattva's image.
那所以母亲呢，在她像慈母一样呢，当我们害怕的时候呢，我们担心的时候呢，我们就会想到母亲，她这样来照顾我们受苦的心声啊。所以观世音菩萨很容易被大家当作母亲啊。
So the image of Guanyin Bodhisattva is connected to a image of a kind mother, because when we are in fear, when we are worried, we think about our mother who will take care of us. So the image of Guanyin Bodhisattva is similar. She listens to our suffering when we are in fear and worried, and she helps us.
所以观世音是普门品呢，是令人容易升起信心的一个经典啊。的原因是因为他很容易懂，他的法门也很简单，因为他持名念佛，念圣号。
So the reason that the Universal Door chapter is very popular is also that it's a sutra that's very beginner friendly, and it's very easy to inspire the confidence and faith in you.
那普门品主要的内容是介绍观世音菩萨的果德，所谓果德就是说他做了些什么的事情让人家看到他做的那个事情，所以不是看他的因，而是看他的果。
So the content of Universal Door Sutra is mentions about the consequences of Guanyin Buddha's behavior. It's not just the causes, but you see the consequences of his benevolent behavior.
当观世音菩萨得到耳根圆通以后呢，他为了广度众生，用他的心耳来倾听一切众生的声音，而做普门示现。就是广开一切的方便门。
So when Guanyin Bodhisattva, she gained that ear organ, she gained enlightenment through ear organ method, she was able to listening to your asking for help through her mind. And and she was able to listen to all sentient beings' sufferings and be able to benefit you universally.
她是用种种的方便方法，所谓方便不是随便，就是因当时候当下怎么做对她好，她就去做。
So what she does is to follow whatever the current context and circumstances and help you accordingly.
那她就是时时，就是其实是每一刻她是闻声就苦。
And every moment she listens to the sound and help.
她护念就度。
And was able to help and deliver countless sentient beings.
所以1700年以来啊，普门品一直受到中国信徒的普遍的流通、读诵跟奉行啊，可以说是观音信仰的一个很根本的经典。
So ever since 1700 years ago, the Universal Door Chapter is able to become popular and read and practiced in Chinese culture.
在普门品里头一直讲说，只要一心念观音菩萨的圣号呢，人间的灾难困厄马上就可以消除，可以解除。
So in the Universal Door Chapter, it mentioned if you focus your mind on chanting Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, any disastrous and difficult situation will be relieved instantly.
所以呢，普门品呢，在对观音信仰的人来讲啊，就造成一个有神通感应的连接哈。So the universal door method
for people who are faithful, it's somewhat connected to superpower.
那所以呢，只要众生有问题，你只要求观世音菩萨，全部都可以解决。So
if you have questions, you ask for her help, she will come help you and relieve your difficult situation.
所以很多观音菩萨的感应篇呢，很多，大概多多少少也是受到普门品的影响。So
there are a lot of stories of people benefiting from Universal Door Chapter. It's more or less because of the impact of the Universal Door Chapter.
刚刚提的观音法门，还包括其他的慈铭的法门。 那所以很多人都会觉得普门品呢，好像蛮民间信仰的哈，跟民间信仰很接近。So
we just mentioned there are a couple other name chanting method, and usually people would think the universal door method is one that's closer to more secular method.
那事实上呢，普门品是《法华经》里面中间的一品。 他提倡的也是《法华经》最重要提倡的是什么？一切众生皆能成佛，这个是他的中心思想。So,
but actually, it has its deep Buddhism root. It's from chapter 25 of Lotus Sutra, and the main content, the main getaway of that chapter is any sentient beings can attain Buddhahood.
其实师父提到了普门品呢，是观音菩萨法门里面他普门示现，就是接引不同的众生来哈的一个很特殊的一种方便的法门。他主要是要接引很多的菩萨对佛法比较没有信心不足的那些菩萨，他让他处于烦恼或者是困扰的时候呢。 能够起信，就是知道我可以抓这个观世音菩萨，这个让他有这个作用。
So, 法师 mentioned that universal...
圣严法师, 师父,
sorry, 师父圣严法师 mentioned that universal chapter, it's about universally help everybody. And the specialness about this chapter is it's a special method for people who think they doesn't have yet have enough confidence and faith in Buddhism, and when they are suffering, this method helps you and helps increase your faith and your confidence in Buddhism.
其实我再强调一下，对于佛法没有信心，还有自己烦恼很重，还有你对自己的困扰、痛苦的人，告诉你这个法门，你很容易就会。抓到一个东西，你有所求嘛，就会产生信心。
So for this method is particularly suitable for people who believe they have not yet have strong faith and confidence in Buddhism. It's also very suitable for people who have very deep suffering, a lot of suffering.
那让他们起信啊。相信菩萨能够救拔的力量，因为他在水已经淹在水里面嘛，他至少他抓住普门品啊，可以被救嘛啊，观世音菩萨的名号很容易念嘛，他可以不要说你还念一百声，你马上叫他就会来了嘛，因为你有所求，所以当你对菩萨有信心的时候呢，你的困扰你就能够平安，到那时候呢，你心会转变，你就是。慢慢的你内心就有信心了，此后呢就慢慢学菩萨做菩萨。
So the process for this method is usually in the beginning you have less confidence and faith, you have a lot of suffering feelings, it's like a drowning person. And this method is very beginner friendly, it's very easy to chant her name, Guanyin Pusa. And then gradually once you you will get some benefits and then you will become more confident in Buddhism and your mind will begin to change and you become more confident in Buddhism and in learning more and practicing more.
当你求的时候，哎，你觉得你的困难已经没有，或者至少你身心比较安定的时候呢，你对你自然你就会有一些转变，你就是对自己会比较有信心。那时候呢，你要学菩萨，做菩萨，像观世音菩萨一样的化身来帮助众生。那你自自然然，你身心方面就会累积一些慈悲智慧。慢慢，你觉得哎，你不是没有用啊，你还是可以帮助人家。这个就是为什么刚刚用起信，到后来你自己可以转变，你自己也是观世音菩萨的一个很重要一个转机。
So, in the beginning, when you ask for help, that moment, actually, your mind and your body become more peaceful and more calm down, and you, in that instantly, creates confidence and faith for you. And gradually, you will learn to imitate Guanyin Bodhisattva's method, you will become Guanyin Bodhisattva and you actually gradually you gain that compassion and wisdom. You're able to help people and that's when you yourself become Guanyin Bodhisattva to help people.
那慈明法门呢，它很容易修，人人都可以修的哈，时时也可以修，处处可以修，因为它不要用工具嘛，只要你可以称念佛号名号就可以了，而且它的效果还蛮容易看到的，所以很容易让你起信哈。你只要持之以恒，就是不要断，不要今天做有效的，明天就忘记了，后天再没事就不念了，要持之以恒哈。那你而且要很相信它一定有效哈，有事无事，就是你可以专心念的时候专心念，你没有办法专心念的时候散心念的时候呢，你就要记着要称念观世音菩萨的圣号。
So the and 法师 goes into how to practice in so this is a method where you can practice, everybody can practice. It's beginner friendly. You can practice anytime, anywhere. You don't need any tools. And usually it has its impact and you get the benefit. It's very easy and you want to do it persistently to gain the confidence. Don't do it today and then stop tomorrow. You want to have some persistence to have the faith. And if you have the time and condition, you do the focused mind name chanting. If you don't have the time, you can try the scattered mind method.
那就是我们持名念佛念观音的圣号，它可以唤起我们自信慈悲的力量，怎么做得到的呢？
So chanting Guanyin Bodhisattva's name was able to inspire the compassion in our own nature. How does that happen?
那在一行禅师大家都听过他的名字嘛，哈。
So have you guys heard about Tinaha?
他讲整部华严经的时候，他说最美的一句话就是慈眼视众生。
So when Tinaha was talking about Flower Adornment Sutra, he said the most beautiful sentence in that sutra is observing all sentient beings with a compassionate eye.
那这句话呢，也可以作为观音精神的一个总，它的summary，它的总述啊。
And this is a very brief sentence that summarizes about Guanyin method.
也是可以当作我们修行的一个指南啊。
And it could be a guidance for our practice.
那一行禅师在这边讲慈眼视众生，主要就讲慈悲的双眼，也就是理解的双眼。
And by observing, viewing all sentient beings with compassionate eyes, it basically means the compassionate eyes are understanding eyes.
那观世音菩萨他怎么能够体现他的修行呢？他就是深入的观察，仔细的倾听，理解他人的痛苦。
And how does Guanyin Bodhisattva practice go? So what you do is you deeply observe and you carefully listen and you try to understand
别人的痛苦,
other people's sufferings.
因此,一行禅师是用爱了, 那我们一般来讲对爱的解释比较有一点情执在里面, 佛教喜欢用慈悲。 因为慈悲呢，同体是一样的哈。So
when Tinaha mentioned it, he mentioned it in the context of love. But for our practice, we think there's still some attachment in love, and what we usually mention is compassionate.
那他是两个都用的，他是说用爱与慈悲看待一切众生，是最美的修行。
So, Tinaha actually uses both the word love and compassionate. He mentioned using love and compassionate is the most beautiful and precious practice.
所以慈悲是观音菩萨一个最大的特质。
So compassionate is the most important, significant trait of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
所以普门敏中观世音菩萨的大悲心，大家不知道记不记得，2005年我们10月25号法鼓山启用开始叫什么大悲心起。其实这个师父所有的法鼓山所有的境啊。
你们都可以看到，师父很多伏笔在那边，大悲心起，就是因为我们是观音道场。10月25号是啊，2005年我们开光啊，就开那边，哪里的开？法鼓山啊，法鼓山。So in 2005, when the headquarters of the DDM, when we open the temple, the opening ceremony, the theme is the rise of compassionate mind.
所以普门品是观世音菩萨他体现大悲心他怎么体现呢他透过闻声救苦他透过普门示现他透过救苦救难这种种的行为来帮助众生。So
what Guan Yin Bodhisattva practiced the compassionate through is she was able to helping people by hearing their sounds, and he was able to help universally to everyone, and she was able to help in very urgent, difficult situations.
那永远是我们大家，他就对我们永远他不会吝啬，只要我们需要。 他无限的接纳跟安慰我们。
And she won't be stingy about her compassionate. As long as we have the need, she will have limitless power to help us.
所以呢，假如我们每个人呢，都照着观世音菩萨修行的法门啊，我们应该很容易就能够理解到观世音菩萨他原来。 他的本怀就是他原来他抱的帮助人家的那个心态是怎么样？我们每个人都可以学观世音菩萨。So
when we keep practicing, we were able to understand Guan Yin Bodhisattva, her trait, her compassionate quality, and everybody can become Guan Yin Bodhisattva.
所以呢，我们 要怎么学观世音菩萨无我的智慧呢？就要舍弃我们常常讲的自我中心。So
how do we learn this selfless altruism wisdom from Guan Yin Bodhisattva? We should remove the selfish thought, the self-centered thoughts in our daily life.
那要放弃我们的喜。
So we try to abandon our like and dislike, love and hate.
利益得失, 放弃这个,应该用舍了,不是放弃,舍。
And have no attachment to our benefits and losses.
要把我们想所有的人事 物是我们生命的共同体。
So every life, every phenomenon is part of this life.
成为众生的观音菩萨。
Become the Guanyin Bodhisattva for every sentient being.
所以师父也曾说，慈悲并不是超越人性的。
So Shifu once mentioned, compassion is not what surpasses human nature.
是根植就是存在人心之中的。
It's deeply rooted in human heart.
所以我们每个人应该珍惜我们生命的准则跟品质。
So every one of us should take care of this quality that we have.
那人人皆是众生的观音。
And every sentient being is Guan Yin Bodhisattva for all sentient beings.
那我们普门品呢？等一下再讲这个。我们普门品呢，向大，就是说向大家打开观世音菩萨普遍平等的慈悲大门，平等呢，最重要讲的平等。
So this universal door chapter opens the door of Guan Yin helping people universally and equally.
所以不管我们人世间有怎么样的烦恼哈，还有你有求的时候呢，只要向观世音菩萨祈求，你就是知道观世音菩萨 是永远会给你回应的。
So no matter how much suffering we have, and no matter how much wish we have, once we ask Guanyin Bodhisattva for help, we are able to get that hope, that limitless brightness and hope.
那但是观世音菩萨并不是就说完全靠他，他也需要我们自己做一些事情，我们要学他。
So, but the believing in Guanyin Bodhisattva isn't totally rely on Bodhisattva's help. We should ourselves learn to be Guanyin Bodhisattva.
要学观音菩萨，他是行动派，是你有求他就去救你的行动派啊。
So we should actually learn from Guanyin Bodhisattva. She's actually a doer. She practiced her promise that she would go out and help people once they ask. And we should learn from that. And we, in our practice, we practice helping other people.
那普门品里头有讲到观世音菩萨33化身啊。他是融入我们的所有我们看到的人间还是看不到的人间他都融在里头的。
So in the Universal Door chapter, it mentions there are 33 different images of Guanyin Bodhisattva, and she would become beings, including human beings and invisible beings that we cannot perceive.
啊，不管你是男女性别哈，你的身份、你的年龄、你的地位。
So it, regardless of your gender, your identity, your age, your social status,
他都是积极来帮助众生解决问题、消除烦恼的。
So she was actively trying to help people solve problems and get rid of their sufferings.
所以观世音菩萨他表现出来的行为啊，是我们就要学他这个地方的积极性。
So what we can learn from her is that readiness to help people.
观世音菩萨，尤其我们现在在美国哈，可以看到我们各不分我们的族群、国籍、肤色、宗教、职业、教育程度哈。
So we can see this Guanyin Bodhisattva's compassionate spirits, especially here. We can in US, in New York, we can see regardless of race, of nationality, race and ethnic group and religions group, your professionalism and your education.
我们可以每个人依照你自己的能力啊，你的资源，为众生，为你相关的人或没有相关的人啊，投入你的心力。
So everyone can do things and help people according to their own power and resources available.
所以呢，我们每个人都可以积极的来学观世音菩萨。
So everyone of us can learn from that active proactiveness, that readiness to learn from Guanyin Bodhisattva.
因为时间的关系啊，我再重复一下，我们持名的法门，持名的法门很简单，持名的法门怎么样？一心归命，心心念念，相续不断。无论何时何地都是与圣号连在一起的，这个就是持名法门。它有一心精进的念跟散心的念，散心的念只要你一想到就念圣号。那观音法门呢就更是容易了。
So because we are running out of time, I want to emphasize and repeat the name chanting method. One is the, so for name chanting method, you have two ways. One is to chant with focused mind, and you, every mind you chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, and you continue on and on. And another method is using your scattered mind to chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name when you're distracted and doing something else.
那观音法门呢，就涵盖持名念，持名法门，还有其他的法门呢。就是很简单，就是师父怎么告诉我们呢？我们一起来念观音，拜观音，常于心中见观音。
And another important takeaway is the Guanyin method, which includes the name chanting method we just go over in detail. And Shifu mentioned what we do for Guanyin method is we chant Guanyin's name, we prostrate to Guanyin Bodhisattva, and we,
我们见就可以见到观音。
And we will be able to see Guanyin Bodhisattva.
所以呢，修持观音法门，就是你自己挑了你观音法门的其中一门，你常常念它，常常拜它，常常心中有它。
So for Guanyin method, you just pick one of these methods and you chant the name, you try to often in your daily life, try to chant the name often, try to prostrate to Guanyin Bodhisattva often, and try to be reminded of Guanyin Bodhisattva in your mind often.
那我们自己这样做呢，我们透过观世音菩萨他的宏愿啊，因为观世音菩萨也要这样做嘛。透过他，还有透过我们自己的修持呢，那我们其实也是观世音菩萨的化身。
And through Guanyin Bodhisattva's great vows and through our own practice, we ourselves are images of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
所以呢，我不知道大家有没有注意看我们后面啊，中文是我是众生之中的观音啊。众生是我心中的观音。
So, the Chinese actually outside our temple is I am Guanyin Bodhisattva among all the sentient beings, and all the sentient beings are Guanyin Bodhisattva in my mind. And the English version is on the right hand side corner if you want to double check.
Yeah, 那另外一句，我是众生之中的观音菩萨。
And another sentence is I aspire to become a Guanyin Bodhisattva among sentient beings.
所以呢，你都不知道你旁边坐的是不是观音菩萨。
So you never know if someone sit beside you is Guanyin Bodhisattva.
所以你自己要确认你自己就是观音菩萨，这个比较重要。
So the important thing is you confirm yourself is Guanyin Bodhisattva.
所以就是要常常，现在回去了以后呢，常常可以练习自己做观世音菩萨。
And so the takeaway is when you go back home today, you want to practice in your life become Guanyin Bodhisattva.
那下个礼拜我们就开始讲普门品啊。西方咒我们有一本，这个普门品是英文的哈，那我们念中文的可以拿这本，所以下礼拜会发给大家，我们会根据你要不要把人生的那个。
So starting next week, we're actually going to the detail of the Universal Door chapter. The English booklet is this one, and the Chinese booklet is this one.
这个是我会请香港再多拿几本。
We will get more copies from DDRC for the English copy.
我这几个礼拜讲的普门品是根据人生386它的架构这样讲的。
And the outline of what I talk about is also in the Humanity magazine, 386 issue.
我还有两本在我那边，等结束再给大家。
Yeah, if you want to take a look, I have two copies if you want to.
那还有学观音、做观音，还有观世音菩萨，这些都可以做参考。但很不幸，这些都是中文的。
Yeah, there are, Fa Shi also mentioned some other Chinese booklet.
好，我们今天的时间就到这边，下个礼拜见。
So we're done today because of time constraint, and we will see you next week.